Be yourself and have fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, which is being yourself and having fun. I was just talking with Ingeborg, and I was saying to Ingeborg, why don't you live in the now? Live in the now. And she says, that's a good idea. And I said, Ellen, why don't you live in the now? She says, that's a good idea. And I said, Sylvia, why don't you live in the now? She says, I am. Okay. Now, Ellen had a great problem living in the now because it's difficult not to think of her children when they were little and her grandchildren when they're little and when they are now the ages they are. And she is having so much trouble in doing this because what she is doing is she's saying, that's a human thing to do. I'm a grandmother. Yes, you are a grandmother right now. There never was a time when your daughter was pregnant. You're a grandmother of all her children, even though she was never pregnant. You don't go back and think of yesterday. You don't go back and think of the past. You only think of how magnificent her children are right now. Your grandchildren are right now. And you get your bloated nothingness out of the way, trying to say, oh, aren't they wonderful? How do they compare them to others? Ooh, they don't compare to others. Others are not one little bit as good as they are, right? Hoo, hoo, hoo. You do say that. You do say that. I know you do. I can tell by the inflection of your voice when you talk about your grandchildren. My grandchild. My wonderful grandchild. And your grandchildren think, we do have the greatest grandmother in the world. She thinks we're super, super, super. And Ingeborg, she's got a pension from Germany and from Italy, and she's come to the United States, and she's become a U.S. student, U.S. citizen. And in the process, she has also earned the income that she has from Europe, which is Social Security of Europe, and that gives her just enough to live in a comfortable way. If she were to leave the monastery, she would have enough to be comfortable and live in a harmonious way. Now, why she would choose to leave the monastery, I can't imagine. But living at the monastery, she now has contributed that to the monastery's activity, which gives us something to live on, you know. So the rest of us are all living on Ingeborg's income from the Social Security and stuff. And so this is what happens to each of us. Each of us, we forget to play the game that we are living in a world of infinite abundance. Now, how do you be yourself and have fun? Well, you be yourself and have fun by not worrying. If you worry about anything, you're not having fun. Worry is not fun for anybody. And being yourself, who are you? You are an angel. You are God. You are the allness. You are the perfection of the universe. You are everything that's beautiful and everything that's good. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Then don't knock it. Don't say, I don't feel good. Don't say, I haven't got any money. Don't say, everybody's against me. Don't say those things. You're empowering those things, which are not true, but you're creating those things to be true in your world because they're going to be your new illusion. Now, if you want that illusion, go for it. If you want to live in the now, it's tough. It's tough to live in the now because all of our life we have always lived in a relative frame of reference. We have always lived in our grandparents. We talked again about having these pictures and disposing of these pictures that we have. And Ellen went into the Citadel and we have about, oh, maybe 50 photograph albums there. And most of the photograph albums are basically the University of Healing and all the activities that have happened over the past 30 years. Well, now, shall we hang on to them? Or shall we let them go? But you see, that's a tough one. Do we ever want to write our history? Do we ever want to let people see what we've done? Now, I said to Ellen, you have your personal photograph albums out there from you when you were minus, you know, to the time that you were now an adult. And as you look at them, you see your sister and your mommy and your poppy, and you see all these people important in your life. And now I'm going to ask this question of Ellen. Ellen, in 30 years on campus, how often have you looked at those photograph albums? And Ellen says, actually, never. Actually, never. She had never any call to look in the past. And whenever she looked in the past, she got in trouble. But when she looked in the present, everything was in order. So she said, Herb, you told me to throw it away. I'm going to throw it away. I said, no, I didn't tell you to throw it away. If you are ready to handle that, if you are mad enough to handle not having your photographs anymore and not giving them to somebody else, why limit their life, you know? Why limit whoever your family is to living in the past? You want to teach them living in the present, and you can't teach them living in the present by sending them photographs, can you?
Right.
How ugly are you to send them photographs and make them remember the past? Well, they're going to do it anyhow. You're not going to be a part of it. When the people who left marijuana on our property here, and these big, big bundles of marijuana came, we could have just ignored it and let them pick it up and distribute it throughout the United States and mess up hundreds of people's lives in the United States. But we can't be a part of that. They should not have hidden it so close to our awareness. They should have hidden it further away. We don't want to be any part of it. I've had many people asking for money from me. And when they ask for money, I said to them, what is it you want to do with it? Well, I want to buy a ticket, a bus ticket back to town. Well, that bus ticket cost you $4, $3 maybe. But, hey, I know. I'm not stupid. You want to buy some wine. You want to buy something to take care of your habit. She says, You see, you catch them in their act. And now somebody else is going to come along and fall for it. They're going to give them $5, $10 and help. But not only that, she's going to go to 10 people and get $5 off each one, $10 off each one. You know, because she's a very charming looking woman and she looks like she's very sincere, you know. And boy, they'll have her drunk as a skunk in no time, you know. And is that what they want to contribute to? Is that what they want to do? People have asked me for money and I know what they're going to use it for, drugs. And I say, no, I will do anything that I can to help you, but I will not contribute to your habit. That you got to take care of yourself. I don't tell you to do it or not do it. That's your business. But I will not contribute to it. And so when we give our photograph albums to our family, we're contributing to them living in the past, living in yesterday. It's tough. It's tough. I have not said this once, but I've said this many times to you. And I have never insisted on it because that's got to be your choice. And you say, well, I haven't got the pictures. I haven't got the pictures. Then all of a sudden, up they come. Up they come, you know. Silver says, I can't find any pictures in my area at all. Oh, is that what you said?
No.
Oh, you didn't say it. She didn't say that because she knows she's got them around in her wallet. She's got them around in her.
No.
But that's okay. That's okay. As long as you need that to give your life meaning, then hang on to them. When you start walking your path as a master and being totally yourself and living in the now, wow, you know, what a wonderful way to go, you know? And Ingeborg, I haven't checked into your box of pictures, but I can tell you one thing, Ingeborg. I can go into the Shangri-La in that back room and I find box after box after box of things that you have been collecting. And Ingeborg, when's the last time you went through any of those boxes?
Years ago.
Years ago. Are they valuable? Apparently not.
Definitely.
Then clean it out. Clean it out. You see, the person who travels lightest travels farthest and has the most glorious journey. The person who is burdened, like the rich man, you know, he couldn't give up his riches, so he couldn't follow Jesus. You see, when we're burdened by our possessions, when we're burdened by things that we own, hey, life is terrible. Life is terrible. You know.
Yeah, I travel only with one credit card.
She travels with one credit card, yeah. It has a $50,000 credit balance. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when I go to Europe, or on the East Coast, or any place, I am so stupid, and I don't like to say that out loud. I take a half a suitcase or a three-quarters of a suitcase full of clothes that I never put on. I never put it on. Now, I go there because I want to be right, and I want to be good for those people, and I want to look nice in my pretty suit and stuff like that, and I don't put it on. In the bottom of my suitcase, I had my blue, what was that called, that jacket that...
Blazer,
blue blazer, a real beautiful blue jacket, and a pair of blue trousers to go with it. And then on top of that, I had a beautiful blue sweater that I love very much and never wear. It was never cold enough to wear it. Then I had another pair of black trousers to go with the jacket that I had. And the jacket I wore twice, no, three times, you know, for three different programs. And, you know, and then I took along extra shoes. I took along this. I took along underwear that I never wear. And I took along stockings that I never wear, but I tried to be proper in their presence, you know. And I was not happy. And when I went to speak to Kennard Davis's church, it was a workshop. So I went there dressed with my many pocketed jacket, you know, and my light trousers, and I was perfect, you know. And I should have gone to church that way. I should have gone everywhere that, because that's who I am. And I don't dress up for people for who they want, because that's not me. And then, you know, my sister, I love her very much, she says to me, "Herb, it was so nice to see you. You're so full of vitality. You're so full of wonder. And I'm so happy to hear that you're working on getting rid of your pregnancy." I had a little extra weight, and she called that a pregnancy. Well, no. You see, what difference would it have made if I had just always dressed casually and dressed wonderful and been myself? It was really great.
But you're still dressed with style.
Oh, yes. The simplicity I have is still sound.
Yes,
and I think that I must tell myself to do that. Now, I go to Farmington, New Mexico shortly, and I'll go to Tucson, Arizona shortly, and I'll have them here, and then we'll have the seminar, we'll have the 30th anniversary twice on campus here, and then maybe we'll fit Germany in there if they ever get that book finished, and we'll have a signing for it, and whatever. But you see, I should always be myself. I should always be myself. I should always go around naked, huh? Now, I should always be myself. Be casual and be myself. Be yourself and have fun. Be myself and have fun. That's what our theme is for the university. And it doesn't mean that we're disrespectful of other people and their tastes. And it doesn't mean that we are inconsiderate of what the world is all about. It's just that we live in our harmonious being. We live in our harmonious life. This morning, Ellen and I went out, and I wanted to show her where the Border Patrol had forgotten a few things. And just as I was showing her, the Border Patrol guy drives up from the office. He's in charge of those things. And he said, "Well, show me what we've done wrong." And I said, "Well, here you've done it. I didn't put a lock on there because you can just unscrew this bolt and come in and out. But, you know, they left it open." And I said, "Look at all the cigarette butts on the ground that they dumped on the ground." And I said, "Look at here, of all the things that are going on here. And look at how they started off their big multi-backpack, backtrack wheels and vroom, and just tore up our walk where we do our meditation walk." And the guy says, "Yeah, that's not good." He says, "They should really walk in here and not drive their cars." I thought that was the truth. And so then we took him back up to where they had blocked the road that I couldn't even walk by. They had their truck against the bushes, and then the other truck backed against it, and I had to squeeze through. And so we took him up there, and when we got up there, What should Ellen perceive but a couple of Mexicans walking across the path, maybe a half mile ahead? And so she said to the Border Patrol man, there's some Mexicans. He says, oh, darn. Oh, darn. He says, I have to go pick them up. And so he went to take care of them and pick them up. But he wasn't being himself and having fun. He didn't like that. He had come here on the narcotics call that we gave him earlier, and he picked up all the marijuana and stuff. You know, we could have had money from that. $20,000 a package there, six packages there. Wow, we could have been rich as sin. And we would have certainly sinned, because we are not interested in promoting that stuff at all. And if anyone leaves it on our doorstep, they're foolish. They should not do that. And it is not beneficial for them to do that. We're being ourselves and having fun. Now you be yourself and have fun. And what do you want to get out of life? Whatever you want to get out of life, that's what you put in it. You be yourself in the now and have fun. Being there. Yes, perfect speed is being there. All of life's beautiful charms are being there. And this is where you are, right now, right with me, in the middle of heaven on earth, being there. I think we live here in the monastery, in one of the most precious places that could ever exist for us. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.